there is a hunger amongst God's people, well, at least in the hearts of some of God's people, to hear God speak. They won't content themselves by knowing about God, no. They want to know God for themselves. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So here's a question that makes a great many of God's people feel a tad uncomfortable. How do you hear God speak His will into your life? Sometimes you'll hear someone say, well, God told me this or God told me that, fine. But how did He tell them this or that? How did they hear Him speak? I think sometimes we expect God to show up in a big, flashy, powerful way. And to be sure, sometimes He chooses to do it that way. But most times, it's not like that at all. Most times, it's really quite different. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Then the Lord said to Elijah, go stand in front of me on the mountain. I, the Lord, will pass by you. Then a very strong wind blew. The wind caused the mountains to break apart. It broke large rocks in front of the Lord. But the wind was not the Lord. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But that earthquake was not the Lord. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But that fire was not the Lord. After the fire, there was a quiet, gentle voice. Isn't that a powerful picture that God paints for us there? Not the wind, though it tore the mountains apart. Not the earthquake, not the fire, but that quiet, gentle voice. Of course, in this world, where we're so connected 24/7, in this life where we have so many options, so many things to grab our attention, you need to get still if you're going to hear that quiet, gentle voice. That's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, the problem isn't that God has all of a sudden fallen silent. The problem is that we've stopped listening. That's the problem. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's Word.